County. The byline to Marty Smith, and our hat off to Marty Smith. I'm going to read to you from the newspaper because the writing is good. And the headline says, results of a fierce Big Mac attack. Have you ever had that craving, that need, that desire so fierce that you just had to have a Big Mac? So intense, you went to McDonald's in a hurry and forgot to get dressed. Yes, you went in the nude. I know that's astonishing, and that's what 911 dispatchers thought when they received calls just after 1 o'clock. This is in the afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Because people were concerned about the couple who were sitting parked at the McDonald's on Maynardville Highway.
A couple?
A couple. Sergeant Jimmy Wolfenbarger was fortunate enough to be on duty, dispatched to the call. When he arrived at McDonald's, sure enough, he found Robert Reeser of Maynardville and Dorena Lynn sitting inside a vehicle. The couple at first went through the drive-thru to get food. After forgetting to ask for condiments, the couple went through the drive-thru 2 additional times. Well, after speaking with the couple, Sergeant Wolfenbarger found that the man was actually wearing some low-riding pajama pants, and that's all. The woman said, though, that she had a medical condition that made it impossible for her to wear clothing.
Whoa.
Now, and Marty Smith writes, this is good, but after being threatened with jail, miraculously wriggled into her clothing while sitting inside the vehicle. According to the report, the man driving on a suspended driver's license arrested on that offense, and since the naked woman never got out of the vehicle in public, she was not charged. And unbeknownst to Sergeant Wolfenbarger, a juvenile was working inside the restaurant during ordeal and witnessed the nudity. After learning of this detail, they then issued a warrant for her arrest, charged with indecent exposure. It is unknown if the couple really had the alleged Big Mac attack, but why else would anyone drive naked to the McDonald's? And I'm just going to add this line. I believe some alcohol or drugs may have been in that thing, I'm just saying right now.
Well, maybe it wasn't a Big Mac. Could have been fries, man.
You know, it could have been. It could have been the nuggets.
Yeah.
You just don't know. You just don't know.
Oh, man, that's bizarre.
But you're in Maynardville, and there's some naked people. You know, maybe it is the, you know what? You say, well, I guess it's not unusual. 987 traffic out of the sky, Pete Michaels.
This Pete Michaels airborne.